Senator Denny Hoskins joins us today during his weekly legislative report, and obviously the evolving situation surrounding the governor has taken up a lot of your time and a lot of folks asking you questions. What are your thoughts about what's happening at this point?
Yes, like you said, it continues to be an evolving situation. The Judge Burleson just decided today that he would not throw out the case against Governor Greitens that was filed in St. Louis. We had Attorney General Josh Hawley come out earlier this week and say that he has information that he has turned over to the prosecutor regarding a possible felony committed with a donor list for The Mission Continues. The governor has publicly stated that he is not going to resign. Both the House and Senate leadership have come out and asked for the governor to resign. Senate leadership has asked the House to consider impeachment proceedings if the governor will not resign. So it continues to be an evolving situation. It is definitely a distraction, and we are spending a lot of time on this, unfortunately. However, and we still are moving through with quite a few bills, you know, tax cut bills, bills to help veterans. We were able to pass out the appropriations bill this week from the Senate Appropriations Committee. So that's good. Those are due May 11th. Unfortunately, just the headlines and the continuing evolving situation on allegations against the governor continue to dominate a lot of my time. But
Senator, what would you like to see happen moving forward from this point regarding the governor?
You know, what I've said is that I believe that the House, based on the information that I've seen and collected, and again, it's hard to decipher sometimes fact from fiction, but based on the information that has been presented to me, whether it's been the House investigative report or information from talking to other colleagues, both and people inside and outside the Capitol, I believe that the House should pursue articles of impeachment on the governor. And if the House does approve that, then that does not mean that the governor is automatically impeached. It means that the Senate selects seven judges to serve as a jury to see if any of those allegations are true. And then that gives the governor time to defend himself, testify in front of these seven judges. And then it would take, it's a pretty high bar, it would take five out of the seven judges to vote to impeach him for the governor to be impeached. So that's a very high standard. Again, the impeachment process and the criminal trial are two separate things. The bar for someone to be convicted of a crime is much higher than that of impeachment, and there's two different processes. So again, it's a continuing evolving situation, and I know that everyone here in the Capitol, as well as my constituents back home, wish that it would end one way or another.
All right. Are you hearing a lot of bills in the Veterans Committee?
Yes.
All right. So what's going on here?
Yes, I'm chairman of the Senate Veterans Committee, and so actually, you know, when we talk about, when I say we're continuing to do our business here in the Senate and the House, we are doing that. We heard five bills in my Senate Veterans Committee. One of those was House Bill 1257. House Bill 1257 just says that any employer may grant preference in hiring and promotion of any veteran or spouse of any veteran. So currently, if you have two qualified candidates and you say that, yes, I want to give preference to the same, you know, the candidate that had military experience, you can't legally do that. So this just says that, yes, if you can give preference to hiring a veteran over hiring a non-veteran if you so choose as a private employer. I know it was one of the governor's priorities that he talked about in a State of the State last January. As being a veteran myself, I think it's very important that we try and help out our veterans, and especially our spouses of veterans at Whiteman Air Force Base and Fort Leonard Wood. So it was a bill that I think it's a very good bill, and hopefully we'll cross the finish line. A couple of the other bills we had was Representative Basie presented a bill as far as limiting the amount of tuition that could be charged to combat veterans to no more than 30% of the cost of tuition fees. There's a statutory definition of a combat veteran, but most certainly any combat veteran that has served in combat and comes back and has served our country, served our state, they want to pursue an additional degree. We want to make sure that they are able to do that and can afford to do that. So that was House Bill 1368. Another bill that we heard was House Bill 1503, and I'm actually the Senate handler of this bill. This bill was filed by Representative Dorman, and it talks about if a veteran-owned small business wants to qualify for a loan for the linked deposit program through the Missouri State Treasurer's Office, that they can receive a reduced rate loan under this act. There's certain requirements that veteran would have to have, and it's called the Boots to Business program that other states have had. They have to meet with a mentor every 90 days for a year, and several other qualifications, but basically to help our veterans that have small businesses qualify for a low-interest loan. Another issue that I know many of my colleagues will approve of and support. And then the last bill that we heard was House Bill 2339 by Representative Lynch. This bill would create the Missouri Military Community Reinvestment Program. You know, every so often we hear about BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure. And most recently, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago, we heard about this, about that they were looking at all bases across all states to see if they could realign or close any bases. Well, it would be devastating to the state of Missouri as well as those local economies if, whether it was Rosecrans Air Force Base, whether it was Whiteman Air Force Base, whether it was Fort Glendalewood, if there would be a reduction in force and they would take people out of the community or close any of those bases. We don't have any official word that they are closing any of the bases in Missouri, but we want to make sure that we are prepared and ready if they ever take a look at that. Again, that when they look at Missouri, they say, oh, Missouri supports the military. Missouri does great things. Those bases are top-notch. And so those are definitely two bases that we would not want to consider for realignment or closure. What this bill does, it develops a fund of $300,000 for grants to help out with whether it could be infrastructure around the base or inside the base to help make sure that it continues being top-notch facility.
All right, Senator Denny Hoskins, he's joined us today during his weekly legislative report.